Ice fishermen on the St. Lawrence are drilling through more than 3 feet of ice in some places. It's the thickest ice buildup they've seen in decades. It's causing the St. Lawrence Seaway to postpone its opening from March 25th to March 31st this year. It's the first time that's happened in the waterway's 44-year history. Seaway Administrator Albert Jaquez says the decision was made after consulting weather experts and officials in Canada.
If we can't ensure to the best of our ability that a ship can get through without damage to either our facilities or to the ship itself, and then ultimately to the environment around us, we shouldn't be opening it. And so that's what is the determination.
When there's too much ice on the river, a freighter's weight can damage vegetation, cause shoreline erosion, and disturb fisheries. Shippers say an idle freighter can cost them $100,000 a day. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm David Summerstein.